BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine, normally off of Nighttime, now for today on Daytime with Real or No Real, her debut. Me and Chris have some special bonding time together. We're trying to do things that we have never done before as friends. So that means spray tan. He gets a little bit freaked out. Our listener Joe calls back up to play the ho game. And Chris went to see Beyonce and now feels like a strong, independent woman.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, halfway through the week already. Hello, this is Scott Mills. All right, Christopher.
You all right?
Don't be weird with me just because we did that thing today. Mm. What's up with you?
I just feel a bit uncomfortable now. It's quite, feel quite sticky.
All right, so more on what we've been up to this morning in just a minute. We've been doing a bit of friend bonding. We've known each other for years, but we've certainly never done that together, have we?
No, absolutely not.
Details on that coming up. I feel really good, actually. Also coming up, Jake Bugg and the Neighbourhood with Sweater Weather next, and a bit of Chloe Howell before 1:30. How are you today? All right, yeah. Summer says, oh my God, do you know what day it is, Mills? I've been waiting all day. Waiting, make it happen.
Okay.
Not just yet. Everyone calm down.
No? No, not doing it?
Not yet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, well, some people don't like being teased with the Bumbaleo thing. That was cruel, Mills. Me and my van full of dogs were on tenterhooks. Tenterhooks? Hey-oh! Amy in Cheltenham's been on, saying that. I actually quite like the tease. Helps intensify it. I can't wait for actual Bumbaleo Wednesday.
It's weird.
It's the best thing in my life. I know.
People are wanting to be teased a little bit as
they
well.
They think they don't like the tease, but actually they quite like the tease. Don't you find?
Mm.
That was Jake Bugg and A Song About Love on BBC Radio 1. Coming soon, what me and Chris did today, which brought us closer together. There's several things in life that we haven't done. We've been friends for a long time. We've been in water together. I've shaved you. What else have we done? Had a massage together. Two things on my list that I was keen to get done quite soon. Eat Lebanese food together. That's never happened.
It's so random.
I'm going to know. Because it's like one of my favourite things to do, but I've never done it with you.
No.
So we're going to go to a place near here, which I love, next week, and eat all the meats.
That sounds fantastic. That's exactly what, when you said about doing more things together, I was like, brilliant.
Yeah. There will be live entertainment.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You ready for that?
No, but that's great. Those are the kind of things we should be doing. Not arsing around in the stuff that we did today.
Maybe a little shisha.
Lovely.
Yeah, a little shisha.
Lovely.
You want a little shisha? Cool, okay. But not so keen on the other thing that I wanted to do that we did today. But you're not regretting it now, are you? Or is the jury still out?
I don't know, because it's a moving situation.
Mm. It constantly changes, minute by minute. We'll bring you this breaking news after 1:30. Hey, how was Beyonce last night?
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing show, but everyone there is saying how amazing she is and what she's like the perfect lady and the perfect woman, stuff like that. And I don't know, there just came this point halfway through where I was like, well, what would be the faults? And I don't know why I was the only one probably there trying to work out her faults.
Beyonce's faults.
And suddenly it struck me, it's like, I wonder if she could make a decent cottage pie. Do you know what I mean?
You actually thought that halfway through?
It was the most random thought that came from nowhere, just because Jay-Z was on there and they're the ultimate couple.
Yeah, and then they're so normal, is what you were saying to me earlier. Not normal!
But everyone is there kind of thinking that they're normal, but then I
thought
to myself,
they're not normal!
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe they're not.
No, really not. What do you mean when they hired out that $2 million all-floor hotel of the hotel to get Blue Ivy Carter board?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, normal.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so if you missed Inuit Bingo yesterday, it was absolutely brilliant. We had James and Tom from Deaf Havana. And James, as we discovered yesterday, has the best laugh.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014.
He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
If you missed it, you can watch it right now online. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, so get online, type Radio 1 into YouTube. We've got our own channel.
I think it was one of my favourite innuendo bingos yesterday.
It was really good. It freshened it up.
Completely out of nowhere as well. I don't know why we didn't expect it to be as good as it was.
We've put the link up onto the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook as well, so it's really easy to find. The video of Deaf of Anna yesterday, worth it just for James's laugh. They really got into it.
Mm.
Tomorrow, this is big news, on the show, you'll know him from Man vs. Food.
Yes.
Adam Richman is on.
Yes.
Why has he agreed to be spat on?
What a hero.
We've had him on the show before. He's the kind of person that you can literally... I mean, I could talk to him all day. Mm. It's the kind of person you'd like to, maybe on a Sunday, go to the pub, have like a roast, and then just like... get some drinks in, and I could talk to him all day and all night.
He's one of people always say, like, who's your favourite person you've met at Radio 1? This guy is, I always say him.
He's really interesting. Adam Richman and Rihanna. So tomorrow on the show, I mean, a legend just from the amount of stuff and he's eaten over the years and the amount of challenges he's done.
This is Steve. This is his place, and this is his insane creation, the 190-pound. Absolutely ridiculous burger. The burger nearly weighs as much as I do. I cannot get my hands completely around it.
So that was the ridiculous burger, which weighed 190 pounds.
Bosh.
Now, I don't know whether you've seen him recently. I saw him on, I think it was on Sunday brunch the other day.
Mm.
And he's looking really good now.
Well, I don't think he's doing the food challenges so much.
You can tell. I mean... that's like, what, 10 years of overeating?
Mm.
And now, really quite thin. He looks like a different person.
When he was last here, we had to make the ultimate sandwich for him.
Mm.
And you did a three-course meal inside two slices of bread.
Yeah. He liked it. But he's had a lot worse. Mm. So we're not going to make him eat anything tomorrow. He's so done that now. He's got a new show called Fandemonium, which we'll talk about tomorrow. And he's actually going to be spat on by you. By the way, that ridiculous burger, he did manage to eat it.
Oh, he's such a hero.
190 pounds. Is that like 13 stone?
He can't have. No, hang on. He can't. That's a man.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a man in a burger. That's like eating meat.
That's ridiculous.
He ate it. He finished it. Mm. I mean, sometimes he has to stop for a little drink.
That's fine.
It's fine. Go for it.
Oh, I've just seen a picture of the burger.
Ridiculous burger, it's called. Look at it. Have a look.
He didn't finish that.
That's he not... did. He ate it.
I think you need to check your facts on that.
I think he did.
That's too big.
No, I don't think he did. He won't be defeated on that show. It's very rare. Lots to talk to him about tomorrow. And in your bingo, 145 with Adam Richman.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right. I'm being called a clown because he clearly didn't eat 13 stone a burger. You were right, Chris.
No, I mean, that's...
I mean, that is insane.
That's ridiculous.
Does that mean that he would have weighed like 13 stone more after eating the burger?
Do you know what? I've always wondered, and I think we're going to sound really stupid here, but when you eat a massive, massive burger, I mean, ultimately you are just putting that inside you, aren't you?
It doesn't work like that, though.
Does it not?
No, and all the personal trainers and all the nutritionists will now be on.
But I could do with knowing.
Because, okay, because they'll let you know, don't worry.
There are times I eat like a massive pizza. And then I do wonder, like, I sort of try and imagine it.
Yeah, but not 13 stone worth of pizza.
No, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that is eating another man. That's weird.
Yeah, that is, I mean, that's ridiculous.
In a bun.
Maybe find out what the calories are, and then you'll know.
So it's not him. He didn't just eat that.
Callum knows. Callum, what's going on?
How you doing, Scott?
Yeah, I'm all right. Well, did he eat this burger then, or what?
No, so he didn't actually eat it. Well, he ate some of it, but he didn't eat all of it.
All right.
Him and a room full of, let's say, food enthusiasts.
Oh, they're weird, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, personal opinion, Scott.
So they failed to do it, did they?
No. Did they fail?
I've got it. I've just got it here. They managed 160 pounds of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But they ate quite a lot. I remember it was quite a momentous time.
I can imagine.
In my life, so.
That's disappointing.
Why was it such a momentous time?
I actually finished writing my dissertation that whilst that episode was happening. It was kind of me trying to finish my dissertation and them trying to finish the burger.
Oh, that is momentous.
Yeah, it was massive. It was actually huge, yeah.
Make sure you listen to him tomorrow as well, because he's going to be awesome on In Your Bingo.
Yeah, I will. I'm a big fan. I've got a friend of mine, Spanish. He's never heard Innuendo Bingo before.
Oh, wow.
And, he listened to it yesterday. He was absolutely amazed.
Did he get it?
Yeah. He's quite good. He can speak English very well, and he understands it really well. And he found it really hilarious. Good job. People in Spain love it.
All right. Okay, well, you can watch it tomorrow on your phone as well. 1:45, all right?
Yeah, will do.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Oh, angry person, Catherine. Where's Bumbleow Wednesday? All right, okay, chill. It'll be on soon. I've already teased you, and you know you loved it. That was Bastille and Floors. Scott Mills here. Do you know what I loved the other day? When we did the Who game. Do you remember our listener, Joe?
Yes.
Who was on? And he got in touch on Monday. It's a game that he plays with his friends in the pub sometimes, or just at home. And then we played it on the radio with him. I may have just called him up to play it again. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
We called him.
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Can I have another game?
I'm a little bit busy, Scott.
What are you doing?
I'm working in the chip shop again, aren't I?
Oh, what's on today apart from the chips, please?
Sorry?
What's on today on the menus?
Saveloy.
What pie?
Steak and kidney, chicken and mushroom.
All the pies. Okay. So you smell
the
chips again.
I can squeeze you in for a quick game.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, go on.
It's probably your busiest time now, isn't it, lunchtime?
Yeah, so else.
Okay. Well, if you've got to have a customer, if the customer there, you've got to go, all right, that's fine. Just put the phone down.
Okay.
Who's going to start today? So this game is basically we just go around the table doing who's until somebody fails and doesn't get one.
Do you need to explain what a who is?
A who is something a bit retro, something from the past, something a bit who. So join in with the who's if you like, even if you're in the library, maybe doing some library work at the moment. Just do it as loud as you can. Maybe actually make how loud the who is match how who they are. So for instance, Chuck Isis. Who? Marty McCutcheon.
Right.
You get me? Okay. And we'll play along. So, Chris, you start today.
Yeah.
Then it'll go to Joe, then to me, all right? And we just keep going with them until we fail. So something a little bit, a bit in the past, a bit retro. Think about it, okay? So Chris, then Joe, then me.
Okay.
Is everything right, Joe? Do you need to go yet?
No, I'm all good. Okay, right. I'm in.
Okay. Chris, go.
Fax machines. Ho!
The Chuckle Brothers. Hello.
Friends Reunited.
Hello. Mouse Mats. Ho!
Panda Pops. Hello.
Red Eye. Hello. Tetris. Ho!
NSYNC. Hello.
Andrew Stone. Ho!
Oh, that's a good one. Lava Lamps. Hello.
H from Steps. Hello.
Preston from The Ordinary Boys. Hello.
Dawson's Creek.
Hello.
Mr. Blobby. Hello.
Travel Suites.
Hello. Oh, I didn't think it would get back to me. No.
Chris loses. We win, Joe.
We win? Do we not go head-to-head and, like, a shootout?
No, I'm not doing a who-off.
Do a who-off.
No.
Do a who-off.
Absolutely. Okay, go on, then.
Quick who-off.
Go on.
Tony Blackburn. Hello.
Freddie LeGrand. Who?
The Wombles. Hello.
Kelly Rowland. Hello.
Backstreet Boys. Hello.
No more people.
What?
No more people. Quick change of rule.
Arctic Roll. Hello.
MSN Messenger. Hello.
Bebo. Hello.
Marathon Bars. Hello.
Where are you getting these from?
Rice and Bars. Hello.
Did you say no more people?
No more people.
Oh, no. I I think you're going to beat me, Scott.
Scott wins.
Yes.
You beat me at my own game.
I beat you. Right, back to the chips then.
See you later, Scott.
I might call you,
you
again soon because I like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Liam. He's in his new office at work. He's got everything. He's got tea, coffee-making facilities. He's got toilets, all mod cons, and even Radio 1. That's good, isn't it? Also, Aaron's listening, loves a bit of Foles. Joe Shanks says, can I just add into the list non-cordless house phones? How? And Sophie on Twitter saying, come on, I do not want to miss Bumbleo Wednesday on my break. You know what to do when Bumbleo drops, don't you? Halfway through the week.
Are you teasing it or are we going for it? Come on. Come on.
You can over-tease these things.
I don't think so.
Halfway there, Mills.
Nearly there. If you're in the office at the moment, maybe you're doing your dissertation, doing some work, doing an essay. Put everything down, stop what you're doing. Maybe you're working on a car at the moment. Down tools. And during the next break, during the next drop, go crazy for it. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go!
There you go.
Nice to see you sober.
Okay, let's play Janae Aiko.
BBC Radio 1.
God, so many people are loving Bumbleo Wednesday. Kurt in Widnes said, I just got the funniest look ever while I was enjoying that. But I don't care. No, I don't. Can you stop Chris from talking during the dramatic hump day pause, please? If he can go for more than 10 seconds without talking, that is.
Sorry.
Oh, beef. Josh in Essex says, heavy bass face for Bumbleo Wednesday, even if I am on my own decorating. You go for it, Josh. Go, girlfriend. Whatever you want to do. Hey, after Beyonce last night, can I just do a quick checklist with you? Was she sexy for her husband?
Yes.
On stage, tick. Oh, I wish she would stop doing that. Did she sing happy birthday to somebody in the crowd?
Do you know what? She didn't last night.
What?
Yeah,
well,
I was expecting
that. That's against the rules. That's supposed to, we were told you to look out for that yesterday. And one more. Did you feel like a strong, independent woman afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I came away a very new woman.
Yeah, sugar. Right. Talking of strong, independent women, this Saturday is International Women's Day. And Radio 1 will be celebrating with strong, independent women by changing the lineup. It's all female for 36 hours. So on Friday night, you've got Annie Mack, B-Trax, Heidi, Annie Nightingale and Monkey taking you through from 7pm till 7am. And also a special essential mix from the legend, the techno legend that is Magda. And then on Saturday night, we'll be showcasing some of One Extra's established and rising stars like Sarah Jane Crawford, Jam Supernova, Madam X and Adele Roberts.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Natalie in Cambridge goes, does that just mean the boys get a day off, though? Is that fair? Making the ladies work? Oh, come on! What are we supposed to do here? Right. I'll stay at home, you go to work on International Women's Day. That was Imagine Dragons and Demons. And this is Scott Mills. Ollie Merz is coming up, and Tiesto, and a bit of Wilkinson. So today, me and Chris decided to do the first and what I hope is many things that we've never done together before. It's like a bit of bonding, like, because obviously I see you every day here, but like, We don't do that much out of work at the moment because we're very busy. But like the stuff we've done before, like, well, we've been in water together.
No, but that's
we've been on holiday together.
Is that not a point? Whenever we go out, we generally do the same things, isn't it? We'll generally go to the pub,
yeah,
or go for a meal or something like that.
Yeah.
It's nice to put pressure on doing, experiencing things together. Things that are important to me, which you might not have done, and things that are important to you.
Absolutely.
That I may have never done.
What else have we done? We've, holiday.
We had a massage together.
Yeah. I shaved you. So we've done shaving, like we've done grooming. So today I let Chris experience his first spray tan, which is something that I'm quite fond of, something that he's never done before.
Nor fond of.
Well, until today. Or are you telling me otherwise?
No, I still... I think it all needs explaining, but...
Yeah. So it's something that I like to do, and, you know, I wanted to do it together. And so we did, earlier, before the show. And I really liked it, that it kind of ate into some... when we should be working time. Like, if we could do that every day at about 12... Well, not every day, it would be really orange.
You've done this before.
I have done it before. So what happens, if you've never had a spray tan before, what happens is somebody turns up with a tent, a trained expert in these things, and they spray you with tan from a gun.
Yes.
A spray gun. And
it's crazy. I mean, what they set up a full-on tent,
yeah,
for this, and it's not just they take it out of the bottle and put it on. There's a sort of hose-like thing.
Yeah, the spray gun. And... we had to do it right next to Fern Cotton Studio in the live lounge. And as it was happening, I was like, OK, I'm in my pants. The Queen's been in here. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's a bit weird. Some of the biggest bands of the world have been in here. And I'm in my pants being sprayed. Anyway, the full details and Chris freaking out will be on after 2:30. And believe me, he freaked out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom Fisher's doing his revision with the sun streaming in through the window. Loving it. And also, we've got Ali and Rich and a few other people, including Paul, saying, is it just stuff that Scott wants to do together, or are you both going to decide? No, right, so we're just compiling a list of things that, as friends, me and Chris have never done together. So the next one, he can choose.
Yeah, I mean, there's things that I've done that you've never done.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I look forward to sharing those with you. So, any ideas as well? Must point out, we are making a list.
Yeah, there's a little list. So next on my list is Lebanese food. We've never eaten that together. It's one of my favourite things.
So random.
Why?
I don't understand why this is a thing that you want to do with me.
Have you ever had Lebanese food?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's so good.
But I'm definitely up for it. I think this is but that's a lovely idea. That's something that I think we'll both enjoy.
Mm.
So there's a bit of entertainment.
The place I got planned is quite special.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's harmless.
Right, okay.
What you did today...
it's just a spray tan. A lady comes in with a little pop-up tent and sprays you and makes you brown.
I'm happy how I am, right? I'm very happy.
There's a picture of us on Twitter, on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment, just after we played Innuendo Bingo with Peter Andre, and you're white as a sheet.
But I don't understand why that offends you.
It offends my eyes sometimes.
Because, I mean...
you're almost see-through sometimes.
I'll let you into a little secret. Well, in fact, I think we've said it before, but there are times that Scott will just come running at me with a tanning wipe,
yeah,
or some tanning spray just because my face annoys him.
Someone says, how is getting sprayed with tan different from getting sprayed with water?
Well, it's very different, isn't it? Because it's going to change me into a different colour. I suppose my biggest concern with the spray tan is that people are used to you looking absurdly tanned.
Not absurdly tanned.
Almost too tanned.
No. I mean, at the moment, I am tanned, but that's because of today. But actually, I think you'll find in recent years I've laid off from it a little bit.
But that's your gimmick, right?
It's my gimmick, yeah.
Now, if I turn up in a pub with a tan like yours, boys will laugh at me.
They won't. They won't. Oh, we forgot the nudist beach. That needs to be on
right,
at some point.
Right, right.
Right, Jason says, can he come? He's from Solihull. Just wants to come along for the experience. Okay, we'll get back to you. So, this is what happened earlier when we set up a spray tent in the live lounge. Spray tan tent. Okay, so I've just had my tan, and how did you find that, watching it?
Watching you getting tanned? Probably a low point.
Now, just need to explain that Chris was watching me through the whole thing. How'd that make you feel?
Well, it was very weird. So what happened is these people set up a tent, which you go into. You then derobed. So you were in just your pants. And I then had to watch you being sort of sprayed up and down.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird, you know?
Just in my boxes. But I just wanted you to see what you're letting yourself in for. And there's absolutely nothing to be worried about.
Probably a low point, but we'll move on to the next stage now, I guess.
So this is going to be good because we're doing things that we've never done before. And now Chris is going to derobe over there in that studio. So we have to show us. And then he'll have his tan. And I'll talk you through absolutely everything because I know you're quite nervous.
I've never done this before, so...
But how good do I look now?
You look great, but you already had a tan before.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like made it better. Okay, right, go and get changed.
Yeah?
Rachel? So Chris has gone into the other studio. He can't hear us now. Rachel's doing the tanning today. So what did you just give me? What tan did I have?
Okay, so I gave you quite a low tan, so maybe about 3 to 4 days in the sun.
Okay, and what's he getting?
He's going to get a high one, which is about 2 weeks in the sun.
Hey? That's the first I've heard of that.
Hey?
You get 3 to 4 days in the sun, I get... 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's not what we agreed at all.
Yes, it is.
Why am I only finding this out now?
What do you mean?
I thought I had exactly the same tan as you.
I thought you did as well.
Yeah. But she's saying yours was 3 to 4 days in the
sun.
Oh, well,
whatever.
Mine's 2 weeks.
Well, whatever. We've been tanned. So,
What does that mean? Because at the moment, I don't think I look dissimilar to you.
No, but then you've got to wait. You've got to shower in about 3 to 4 hours, and then that will be your colour. For the next however long the tan lasts.
So I got a bigger tan than you?
It seems that way, yes.
That's not what we agreed at all.
Are you going to look like Nan off of Benidorm?
This is ridiculous. So my tan is a different tan to your one?
We don't know yet because they're ever-changing, aren't they? I mean, I've changed colour in the last 10 minutes.
Well, what that lady was suggesting was that it is different.
I don't think it is. You look the same as me. In fact, I'd say I'm browner than you right now.
Right.
But maybe yours will last longer.
I'm a bit confused by this.
I am a bit as well. Anyway, I then asked her to... she didn't actually ask me to do Charlie's Angels positions at all. But I said, why don't you do that thing earlier where you maybe do the Charlie's Angels positions when I was getting tanned? There was no need for that because I never did it. Can you do that thing what you made me do with the... like the Charlie's Angels? You know that thing where you have to do the point that you told me?
Why don't we just leave it to the professionals instead of chipping in all...
But bless you, you did do the gun pointing thing.
You were well annoying.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm there facing this tan, sprayed in the face, sprayed all over me.
Quite a wind, wasn't it?
Quite breezy down there, Rachel.
Quite breezy down there, Rachel.
You keep chipping in.
Quite breezy down there, Rachel.
It is quite cold, isn't it, down there? And they get very close.
Can I also say, at this point, 4 or 5 sort of BBC staff members... all suddenly turned up with cameras.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to see, really. It doesn't deserve an audience.
A lot of people did turn up. It's almost like an email went round. People, come join us.
Did an email go round?
No, it didn't. I promise you that. And then there was more spraying, and this was kind of more intense on the back.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Rachel,
is this you right now, or me?
That's me.
That's you asking if that's Rachel or me in charge of the spray gun. That was actually me.
It was you?
Yeah, on the back. Just
right,
a little bit.
Right, well, that's
only
I
the
asked,
back, though, because you can't really go wrong with the back.
It felt very different.
In what way?
Can I say? It felt...
That feels to me to be the shape of balls.
Yes.
What did you think?
It felt to me that someone was drawing a shape on my back.
Oh.
That feels to me to be the shape of balls.
Shape of balls. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay. You'll see in a couple of hours. Well, I'm doing the official chart update at 3:30. Just check your back in the mirror.
I'm sorry. So I'm very confused by this. You were the one tanning me at one point.
At one point, yes.
Oh, no.
But obviously, I've never done it before in my life. So but there's no...
You've drawn twig and berries on my back.
I don't think I have. I don't think there is twig and berries on your back, but I can't be sure.
But you can be. If you pointed the gun and made that shape. Oh, no.
Listen how stressed you are.
Why don't we just leave it to the professionals instead of chipping in all the time?
But, bonded now, right?
Right.
Here's us after it happened. I'm really pleased that we tanned together. It's brought us together a bit closer, I think. Bonding. Mates.
Lads.
Lads. There we are. Someone says you're just jumping on the tan wagon.
So this tan I've got is going to is changing.
I mean,
this happened a while ago. This happened a couple of hours ago, and it's certainly.
She said something about it being rapid.
Yeah,
rapid. I don't like the word rapid ever. Do you?
I'm not. But 2 weeks in the sun seems excessive to me.
Yeah. It sounds perfect to me. You definitely look better though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On the radio on Twitter at the moment. What a transformation, and it's only just developing. That's right. developing breaking news on the tan. Even in that last song, he went a bit darker.
I mean, it is rapidly changing, isn't it? So I've got a two-weekly one.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like you've had 2 weeks in the sun. Someone's like, why wasn't it filmed? Oh, it was filmed. Damn right it was filmed. We'll have that for you tomorrow.
That was weird. Sorry, don't gloss over that. I was in my pants in this booth.
In a tent.
With the cameras that they use on the live lounge.
I know, the same cameras that they use to film and capture the biggest artists in the world in the live lounge, used to see you get a tan today.
It felt massively dodgy.
A lot of people are saying that it looks a lot better. There's a before and after picture on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. Definitely better. Obviously, the real tan and what you're going to be left with is about 6 hours on from now. That's when you'll know what your true colour is for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
So I'm sort of slowly cooking, is it?
Yes, you are. It's kind of slow transformation. Well, actually, it's not. It's rapid now. It was slow to start. Like 1 o'clock, it was like, oh, nothing much is changing. I'd say in the last 10 minutes, it's gone a definite another shade.
I mean, it doesn't look ridiculous. I mean, it's a nice sort of bronzed kind. It looks like at the moment I've just gone to, you know, Fernando's.
It's not ridiculous. But like, let's say in 6 hours, what happens then?
Right.
I can't wait. Will you send me a picture after you've had a shower? Is that weird?
Again, that's a kind of odd thing for your friend to ask.
I just want to see what it's like a few hours on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here she is off of Victorian Times. It's Alice Levine, star of Phil and Alice. Weekday evenings, except Friday, from 10 p.m. on Radio 1. It's a good show, that.
I do listen to you a lot.
I'd listen to your show a lot. I also heard you at the weekend with Kian Egan.
Oh, my God, love a bit of Kian Egan.
A little bit different for you, wasn't it, that?
Well, that was a special booking that I obviously requested. He's special, isn't he? He's totally special.
Really special, yeah. And I heard you play the listicles game with him.
I tweeted from his account, so I won,
because
I'm really competitive, like all Victorians. And I won, and I got to tweet from his account. Obviously went for the Simon Cowell angle, because, you know, anyone that's ever worked with Simon Cowell is a bit scared to, like, miff him off. Like,
absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
So I just went for that one, because, you know, he's been sporting that no shirt and jeans and, like, mum jeans look.
I know.
What's that about?
I don't know, awful. So you're a father now.
Think about it.
Yeah. So welcome, Alice. It's always nice to see you in the daytime.
Is this your first time doing Real
this
or
This is my
Real?
First Real or No
oh,
Real.
Wow. Because you listen to our show, but you listen to it in a lot of delay, sometimes as much as a year.
Yes, very much the past. I think it's Big Weekend Carlisle.
It's a long time ago.
Blimey.
All right, and we're just gearing up for that on the podcast,
aren't
we?
You're really, really excited about it, actually, yeah.
Some people also do the same as you and have been on going, Becky's left? What?
Fish pie, Sue. Oh.
Foo! Is that... Have they been on as well recently?
No, that's not even happened. That's
yet.
Not even happened.
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't even exist?
Messing with my mind.
True.
Messing with my mind.
But sometimes you do come into the present and listen live.
Yeah, sometimes I supplement my vintage listening with some live listening too, yeah.
Hey, you're about 50 shades lighter than us today.
Why do I look so albino? Chris,
what are you saying
happened?
About the tan?
And you've got, what are these?
They're just...
friendship beads.
I don't know what you call them, really.
They're like off of, what's that car show with a man? They're like Richard Hammond, aren't they?
What?
Oh, he's got the same, hasn't he?
Anyway, look, tan,
you do look really
which
brown.
Is developing rapidly as we speak.
It's
I
called
look like
rapid.
The grip of death look. Look
rapid.
How
oh, my God, look at your hand next to his arm. She doesn't go out in the light much.
Oh, it's like on, you know, like beauty salon, like desks, like you won't know, but you do know, in like big department stores where they go, because your skin's so yellow,
yeah.
You all need something. It's like, yellow, I'm not yellow, but actually Chris is yellow.
It's not the worry with you because you do the evening show that you don't get to go out very much in the day and see much daylight.
Why do you think I'm translucent? I'm literally blue.
You can see through her. Okay, so Alice is playing Real or No Real. Is this an exciting moment for you or not bothered?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it in 18 months' time.
Okay, here we go.
Phil Taggart once did a DJ set back-to-back with Elijah Wood and accidentally called him Frodo.
Oh, because that would have gone down well. Well done, Phil Taggart.
He's done so many other films.
Phil Taggart's DJ sets are amazing.
I've never seen.
And his rider is particularly impressive.
This is Phil, who does the evening show with Alice.
This is when he's not with me, though. This is when he, like, lets loose. Why, what's on his rider?
I don't know if I can say, but I'm going to have to say now because I've brought up the issue.
Say it.
I know once he asked for a crown and sceptre.
That's actually true. That is totally true.
But why?
Because he's got such a big ego, innit?
Oh. Okay.
Which and is kind of similar to your rider, isn't it?
No, Scott? Mine's just wine and towels.
Towels?
Wine and towels.
Okay, it's a bit hot under those lights, Alice.
Oh, I thought you meant to like put on a lounger or something.
Wine and towels.
I'm really low maintenance, Crown and Sept, dude. I think they are. And why are his DJ sets amazing?
Well, partly because of the Crown and Scepter, but just...
I always think it's a bit knobbish if people ask for things on the rider that, like, that they can't get.
Isn't it a bit of, like, lols, though? Just to defend him.
I think that's why Phil does it. Phil does it as a bit
of a challenge. I think he pushes it, yeah. I think every time he asks for more.
I agree. But it's like, there are some people...
you're so fickle.
No, but there are some people that I know have, like... I can't see the name of the band, but they have actually...
Are they the white goods people?
Yeah, they ask for white goods.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. This is knobbish. Just so they can get, like, new fridges, dishwashers, freezers, and then take them back to their house. So they don't have to pay for the new stuff in their kitchen.
I'm so on that. I'd be like, I need an armchair.
Yeah, but they just ask for white goods in along with, like, whatever else is there, vodka mixers.
Stop saying white goods. That's a who, no?
You know what I mean? The white goods, the dishwashers, the fridges.
A new microwave.
Yeah, them. Anyway, Phil Taggart called Elijah Wood Frodo when he DJed back-to-back with him, real or no real.
I can see this happening. I'm going to say real.
He does always meet really like top famouses when he does stuff. So, and also, I think, I'm going to say real, but I don't think he did it accidentally.
Okay, so both real, yeah?
Yeah.
That one's real.
Oh, my word. But I would expect nothing less from Phil Taggart. Hey, Frodo! Elijah's people were not happy. And next.
The distinctive Nottinghamshire accent is thought to have started in the 17th century, when hundreds of Londoners moved north and married people with Yorkshire accents.
So what's happened there, you see, is people with apples and pears accents off of London moved north, married people with accents off of Yorkshire, and then they had kids and that, and then the accents just merge into one.
Oh, wow.
Giving us that distinctive and beautiful Nottinghamshire accent.
Right.
Like yours.
Which is what I sound like, yeah.
Well, you don't, though. You haven't got it.
What do you mean? Yeah, I do.
Are you from there, then?
I'm off of Nottinghamshire.
Oh, of course,
I'm from
the
Shire, yeah.
But you don't really sound like Jake Bugg.
I sound just like Jake Bugg. It's just because I've got a girl's voice that sounds a bit different.
When you go home, do you make it a bit sort of stronger?
Well, yeah, I mean... Chris off of the Scott Mills show is just, not you, the other one. The good one. The one that doesn't speak.
The rest two.
I was just saying, can you say anything in Nottingham like it's a different language? But I can say A up me duck, which just means hello to you and I.
Yeah. Mm. And do you say Leicester?
Leicester, no. No, I don't, no.
It's too posh, isn't it? Anyway, real or no real, a mix of the accents between London and Yorkshire came to the Nottingham accent.
I don't think this is that. I'm going to say no real.
Well, apparently this is true of other accents. Like, Australian is just Cockney, but they're squinting their face in the sun, so that's where you get Aussie from.
Oh, what a load of nonsense.
That's true. Listen, so I'll be like Peggy off of EastEnders. What? Get out of my pub! See, when you squint the eyes, it turns Jenny Iko at the end.
That's incredible.
See?
Get out of my pub! It does work.
Wow.
Oh, it's because it's so sunny.
So it's so sunny.
That's a good fact.
It's really good, isn't it?
But what about the Nottingham one?
Yeah, I think that must be true then after that scientific test.
I said no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, I'm not playing anymore.
I don't
want
it. Is
your one real?
Is the Aussie one real? Well, we just proved it.
Right.
Next.
17-year-old Martin Garrix isn't able to produce dance music on Tuesday nights from 7 until 9.30 because his mum has the Parent Teachers Association round for their weekly meeting.
I think Garrix has flown the nest. He's got so much money now.
He's got a pad, you know that, somewhere cool.
He's got planes to take him everywhere. So I don't think this is going to be real. I, however, have got to say, what he's doing, age 17, is incredible.
Yeah.
And makes me very envious.
He's really jealous of Martin
Garrix.
You are
so jealous. You've got to get over it, Chris.
Seriously, get over it. It's a different person with different talent. He's 17, you're 20, nearly 27. Doesn't matter.
Mm. but when I was 17, I couldn't do what he did.
Have you heard the music? Have you heard the music that he was making at 17?
I heard, oh my goodness, it was...
The remix of the Titanic theme.
It's so Ross off of Friends, who?
I'll stop.
Oh no, someone's guessed the band that demands white goods. Oh no.
Did you really make that, Chris?
Yeah. That was on him. A mini disc.
You can hear the quality.
Guess how I made him jealous yesterday? sent him an email with pictures of Avicii's new house.
Oh, no.
I do this quite a lot. I was like, check Avicii's house. It is amazing.
Is Avicii so off of young?
24.
Oh, too young. Too young for that.
Anyway, Martin Garrix, unfortunately, his mum is holding a PTA meeting, so he's not allowed out.
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
And finally, on this Alice Levine version of Real or No Real.
Women look their oldest every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m.
That's so outrageous.
Why? I don't understand. Explain,
what time
Alice.
Is it, please?
Oh, what, it's 3:24.
Well, I only got up about an hour ago.
On a Wednesday afternoon. You're looking fresh.
Thanks.
No worries about that.
But what possible reason?
Yeah, why would that be?
I don't know. So does that mean...
this is a ridiculous fact.
Does that mean that I see Jameela Jamil looking her oldest every week? Because I always see her every Wednesday at 3:30.
What do you mean looking your
oldest? How much older? So I'm 27, stage age 18. Yeah. How old do I look at 3:30? Don't answer it now.
Obviously. Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, in theory.
Well, I don't think you're ageing much at all than when I saw you.
But am I ageing by the minute? Am I, like, melting?
I just think, like, you look your oldest that you can look every Wednesday at 3:30. I think that's what it's saying.
Right, and you're youngest at 3:31? I mean, what's the point?
No, I don't know. It's just, this is the study. It just says 3:30, well, Wednesday, you look your oldest.
I'm saying no real.
Is it like that film where he starts off as like a man and turns into a baby? Is that what you mean?
I don't know. It's really odd, this.
Is it Benjamin Buttons? Is that what you mean?
Benjamin Buttons? Real or no real?
No real.
Absolutely rubbish, no
that
real.
That one is real.
No.
What?
I've got it here from the actual Telegraph. 1 in 10 women find Wednesday the most stressful day in the typical week. They look their eldest at 3:30 every Wednesday. That's when energy levels plummet, work stress is at a peak, and the effects of any weekend late nights finally kick in.
What?
Really?
How can Bumbleo Wednesday be the most stressful day?
I know,
exactly.
Oh, and you reminded me. Bumbleo. Yes. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bumbleo. Bumbleo. And at that round, real or no real, as it finishes?
I got 30, Alice got 20.
Yeah. Oh. Any idea what's on your show tonight?
Oh, yeah, all sorts. We've got Sown in the Live Lounge late.
Okay, and that's from 10 o'clock with Phil and Alice on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that was Wednesday's Lols. We're back on tomorrow, live on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. And don't forget, we have Adam Richman off of Man vs. Food and other shows playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.